Hello everyone and welcome to JFG tonight. I have some sound adjustments to do. I was not fully set. Okay. Hello. All right. How are you doing, people of the regular chat? Hopefully the sound is good. Sometimes I forget before beginning. Wow, what a trial. We are at the very end of it. The Darrell Books trial, they are currently reading the instructions of the jury. And what an emotional delivery from Darrell Books. I mean, I'm impressed by the guy, despite the fact that he killed so many people. I think he delivered a defense for himself that is probably better than what a public defender could have done. Public defenders are the biggest scam. They're not truly really motivated at winning. They just get paid by the state to stand beside you. And they often reject what their customers want. You know, they don't treat the defendant as a customer. And I think that's ultimately why Darrell Brooks got rid of them, because they weren't making the arguments that he wanted to make. So sound is peaking. Hello? Hello? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Test. Okay. I think it should stop speaking. Hello? All right. We should be good. Thank you, Jay John Dow, for the comment. That's what happens when... I don't know. I think something got messed here. I must have touched the buttons before the show began and accidentally changed my settings. Findlay Opinion says he should have blamed the media for making him hate Whitey. I mean, it's kind of what he's doing. He's been appealing to the jury illegally, but it's amazing because there's been errors committed on the prosecution side. Because he's been trying to slip to the jury, look, you can make jury nullification. Jury nullification is this concept of juries deciding, okay, maybe he committed it, but I don't like this law, or I don't like the way they proceeded, and so I'm going to find him not guilty, even if he may have done it. That is what jury nullification is, and it happens. And most of the time, you won't know. The juries will not tell you that they did this, but they did it inside their heart. And he tried to appeal directly and explicitly to the juries as the judge was explaining to him that he couldn't do. and he said, I will do it. And the judge says, if you do it, I will send you, you will be forfeiting your right to a closing statement. And the prosecution made the error probably of being too open here. They actually asked the judge to review her own severity with this, and they said maybe we could have a three-strike system where we will try to have him not argue jury nullification. If we will object if he does it once, then if he does it twice, you could send him in the other room. And then if he does it a third time from the other room, we could then forfeit the closing argument right. So basically, the district attorney here, or prosecutor, I don't know how you would call her, she opened up a path for him to have at least one strike that he can get while still talking to the jury. And that's exactly what he did. He was there when they made that decision. The judge agreed, okay. You know what, maybe I've went too severe with the forfeiting ID. I will take the three strike system since the prosecution was convinced that the jury would be able to disregard the things that they object to. But it's a big bet to make that they will do that. I mean, suffice that one jury would be convinced by the tears of Darrell Brooks, and that would have been a terrible strategy. So, in the end, Darrell Brooks used this opportunity, used this one strike to say, I would like to inform you, dear jury, that you have the right. You have a power that they didn't inform you about. You have the power to nullify a law that you don't like. And the judge said, all right, stop, stop, stop. Jury, disregard this comment. It's not true. And he kept going. But combine this with his emotional delivery after this and saying, I cannot understand what happened. And then mentioning the Ford recall, he mentioned that there was a Ford recall. The judge, but because it wasn't in evidence, the judge barred it. But he did have a chance to tell the jury there was a recall for this particular car. And the problem was that these cars start accelerating uncontrollably without the user wanting them to accelerate. So he raised the doubt here in the jury's mind. Is it possible that this whole thing would be an accident? Is it possible that, okay, he found himself there, but then the car went crazy and he lost control of it? His whole point then became, I know that it wasn't intentional. I don't know what happened. I don't understand what happened, but it wasn't intentional. And I have children, and these children, my daughter was writing to me, and she says, what are these people saying about daddy? Why are these people saying that daddy is evil? This is not the daddy that I know. So I think that a public defender will not do as good as this. I think he did the best. He had some hilarious comments about Admiral Law, like the sovereign citizen thing. He's contesting the fact that the trial was never specified whether it was happening under civil law or admiral law. And this whole theory that the sovereign citizens have is so funny to me, but it's invaluable because it would only convince the judge, but at least it allows him to present in front of the jury the possibility that, hey, maybe this guy is being persecuted. Maybe this guy is being judged too severely. I will do some more sound corrections. Hello. Yeah. Okay. Test. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Hello. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Hopefully that is better. Let me know if it's better. Maritime law, yeah. But I think they call it admiral something. Is it an admiral trial? In any case, he pulled this. And you guys let me know if I'm still peaking. It's very hard for me. I can't monitor at the same time that I'm speaking. So I have to take little breaks to fix these. So all in all, bro, admiralty, that's what he said. All in all, this guy could be found not guilty. Let me tell you this right away. I mean, I know people will tell me I'm crazy, but mark my words, we could have a not guilty verdict because there he is delivering his whole emotional high IQ speech. The jury must be fucked up in their head at this point. They must be like, what? Is it possible that a car would start accelerating without control by the driver? It's possible. Is it possible that the guy would find himself in front of a situation where there's no obvious way to stop it and he ends up choosing the path that kills the less people? That's the case he wants them to think about. And at the end of it, the prosecution started going too rough, I would say, on him. Because if you have someone posing as a victim here, basically he's posing as a victim of this whole trial, you don't want to victimize him further. You want to let the jury do the job. But at the end, the prosecution said, yes, certainly you do have things to explain to your daughter, Mr. Brooks, all the people you have killed. That's the behavior of a murderer. That was just too rough. And juries will kind of measure the aggressivity of the two sides. And at some point, there is something like a jury reacting to a too aggressive prosecutor. And the prosecutor lady, she wasn't particularly beautiful. She's very ugly, I would say. I would say, you know, other than being 300 pounds, I would say she's topping the ugly scale. Like the only thing that she could do to be uglier would be to be 300 pounds. But, you know, I don't know what will happen. Of course, Purple Tuna says, "You're crazy, JF." Total Grim says, "Was it a Tesla?" No, it was a Ford. So if it had been a Tesla, that would have been a strong defense. J. John Dow says, "His car did terrible things to that parade, but to be fair, it did not cruise any state borders." He didn't cross state borders. So it's on the balance with Kyle Rittenhouse. I don't know. John Drake says, "Trial by jury isn't what it used to be. He could walk." Yeah, I'm telling you, there's a chance. Maybe 20% chance that he gets found non-guilty. He delivered a super emotional thing that they will be like, do I want to... Basically, he see that in their mind. Do I want to live for the rest of my life ruminating on what if it was an accident? You know, because, okay, you have plenty of evidence that there has been victims, there has been death, that he was on the car, that he drove into these people, that children have died, but you don't have that much evidence of intent. Purple Tuna says, "Can you reveal any specific examples of that vague language you mentioned about TRP movie contract that would take away rights to sequels?" I will not give you examples of my specific private discussions, but let me introduce you to a concept in general. Okay, I'm talking to you in general in terms of contracts. They will come and they will say, "Oh yeah, JF, we understand your concept." I'm playing a hypothetical case here. "JF, we understand your concern. Of course, you want to keep rights on sequels. So here's what we're offering you. We are offering you a right to first refusal on any future sequel." And that might, if you don't know the legal term and what it means, wow, right to first refusal. So I will have full control of the future of the sequel. A right to first refusal, it's insane what it is. It's the right to get rejected. It is literally the right to them telling you, "No, JF, you won't have any control on the future." That is what a right to first refusal is. But you may misunderstand it as, "Oh, well, I will have the right to refuse as the first person, you know, a right to refuse anything." It is a right that if 10 people want to make a sequel, you are the first to have the right to be rejected so that they can get to the second. The right to first refusal. The right basically gives you the right of what? One, be informed if there is someone else trying to develop a number two, number three, number four. And every time that happens, they have the obligation to send you an email that says, "JF, we have someone here who wants to do a number two. We are informing you, based on your right to first refusal, that this is about to happen." And then you have the option of saying, "Well, I want to do the number two." And then they will tell you, "Okay, how much money do you have?" And then you say, "I don't know, I gathered $5 million here. I want to do a number two with $5 million. And then they will tell you, "Oh, we refuse." And there you go, you got your first refusal. And you have to compete with the other people who want to do the sequel. They can refuse you to for any reason. So they can say, "Oh, okay, you're bringing as much money as them, but they have more contacts in Hollywood than you, so we believe better in their franchise than your franchise." So, and on top of it, you would have to pay to continue a sequel of your own fucking movie. That's what a right to first refusal is. So never assume that a right to first refusal is an honor to have. It is absolute crap. It's a right to pay for and compete for your own ID with other buyers. And the only right that you preserved is the right to be told no. Purple Tuna says, should be called Write to One Lousy Email. Exactly, that's what it is. Write to One Lousy Email. all right. Someone has changed the word whiteness for Jewishness in various headlines, anti-white headlines. And I will not show it on screen, but yeah, whenever you take their racist statements against white, they make headlines with this in mainstream media, change the word for Jew, and forget it, it's illegal. Kovi Killer Clown says, doing a number two feels great. No, I was talking about the second installment of a sequel, sir. Not what you think, whatever you think it is. I'm feeling great today. Tillman says, my audio is still choppy. Hello? Yeah. I think I'm improving every time. I think this is a good rap. Hello? Little slighter release. Hello? Trigger. Hello? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. How about this, Tillman X? You who is enjoying the show on the most complex earphones because 20 people before you were satisfied by the audio level. I think I found your sweet spot, Tillman. Is that grave JF voice that you like to hear? Is that what you want to hear? Hello? Yeah. Okay. Nicholas Petris says, worse, I think. I think it's the best I can do at this point. Live, it's very hard. I have to spend a lot of time to equilibrate all the settings. I think it's acceptable. Let me know, Tillman. I'm feeling great today because Microsoft extend losses on cloud margins. Big tech is in trouble. And the great delusion of big tech is falling, and the mask is falling off. You cannot ban your audience. You cannot ban your own people and your own creators like YouTube is doing without paying the price on the stock market, the willingness of advertisers to actually engage with you because you have... These people like Susan Wojcicki are justifying their TOS, their abusive TOS, on the basis that, oh, we want to attract advertisers. But money follows people, and the advertisers don't actually care. So the advertisers, they go away when you lose your audience, and this is exactly what YouTube has done. Now, that's the graph for Microsoft. Look at this. And now look at the graph for Google. Google, boom! Wow. From 105 to down to 97 at some point. There was a wick up at some point. It went back down. In any case, this is beautiful crash that I want to see continued. I want to see those people who have hurt me, who have imposed cognitive controls on what I could say, what I could think, who have been unjust in their implementation of those controls. I want you all to fail, to suffer, to have zero. I want YouTube to be regarded as a part of human civilizational history. And we will move on. Fuck you. On top of it, we have great news from Twitter. Elon Musk apparently is saying to his banker friends that it's happening, that Friday he would take ownership. So we are currently Tuesday. Friday, the deal of Twitter buying could be done, finished. Elon Musk, new boss, is receiving now letters from employees who all think they're going to be fired, and I hope they get fired. Fuck these people. And a great court ruling. I mean, the white pilling keeps coming. New York State Supreme Court reinstates all fired, unvaccinated employees, orders back pay, says the state violated rights, acted arbitrary and capricious. Being vaccinated does not prevent an individual from contracting or transmitting COVID-19. Boom! The state Supreme Court of a liberal state. This is the state Supreme Court of New York. I have come to expect nothing from these corrupted assholes. And even them, they see what has been pulled onto people, the intimidation, the attacks on people's jobs, and forever in the future, it will not be a reasonable thing to expect vaccination as part of a new pandemic like this, an experimental vaccine, a vaccine that hasn't even demonstrated that it was stopping transmission. So why would you force it on employees? Absolutely beautiful. It basically also makes the Joe Biden mandate of companies that work with the federal government and federal government employees. All of this is now illegal by the standard of New York, and I think it might become illegal by the standard of the whole of the U.S. Beautiful. For once, the legal system gets to where we want it to be. If you would like to support the show, use the dollar button under the Odyssey chat. Odyssey super chats are my favorite way if you'd like to support the show. Oh yeah, by the way, someone talks about Mark Collette in the regular chat. I will be on Mark Collette tomorrow. We're going to talk about all the news, catch up, because we've been not speaking to each other for so long. So I guess we're going to talk a lot about Kanye West, and everything is going extremely well because some of the concerns that I have raised years ago are now being pushed by one of the richest persons in the world. And something isn't right in the way people are treated in the art industry, and they get exploited on promises of you're going to be a star. It's absolute crap. I will be on Mark Collette tomorrow to talk about all this. Sharia Loka says, JF, I heard that Kanye went crazy against the Jews just to get out of his contract with Adidas because they kept breaking their end of the contract. Then he called all the other rappers pussies for not speaking up against these kind of things happening all the time with their contracts. It's an interesting theory. Generally, when someone goes bull the way Kanye goes, it's because he has decided to self-immolate. And someone decides to self-immolate when he realizes, first, I've been holding up to a lie for the purpose of social respectability. And second, they're not even making that lie worth it. So yes, someone who can feel that he's being ripped off in all sorts of ways is more likely to go the self-immolation way, and it might very well be a kind of scorched earth policy that Kanye is going for. Makes total sense. So I like your hypothesis. Progressive Democrats formally retract call for diplomacy as Ukraine war hawks steamroll dissent. This is so beautiful. Another good news. You know these progressive Democrats, the AOCs of this world, writing to Joe Biden, you should change your policy with Ukraine, you are dangerous. They are backing up. I mean, they are literally retracting the letter. It's amazing. This shows the anti-war far left doesn't have a voice in the Democrat Party. It's like they tried to be heard there and they got told shut up, and they shut up. So basically the base voter of the Democrat Party has to understand, in faced with these facts, that they are voting for the party of warmongering. Jimmy Dore has to understand that if he cheers for Joe Biden, I don't think he does anymore. I think he eventually awakened himself, became awake. If you are voting for the Democrat Party, you are voting for war in Ukraine. This is very clear. And we know it just from observing how Russia-Ukraine developed under Trump and how it developed immediately when Biden took over. So I think it's really great that the Democrats get told you don't have a voice if you're anti-war in the Democrat Party, because then they will not just not vote. They won't vote Republican, but they will not vote. Rodida Sid says, I heard the Lex Fridman interview yesterday. Lex was kind of shitting his side, pretending that he himself wasn't part of the Jewish media himself. Oh, he definitely is. I mean, it has all the features of Jewish media, which is overrepresentation of Jewish guests, and a lack of engagement with alternative people like me who aren't part of the Jewish network. Lex Fridman is the tip, it's the textbook Jewish media practice. Promotion of all the books of all the Jews, and then someone gets with a book like this, and Lex Fridman doesn't answer to his email. And this directly shows the danger of Lex's approach to AI and robots. So, yes, that is what it is. John Drake says, how did Lex even get so big? I wonder. I mean, Lex Fridman is a relatively low intelligence, low creativity individual who's capable of understanding the technicalities of modern day academia in the AI domain, but who hasn't ever contributed to anything of importance. And who you ask, why is he winning on YouTube? Because the YouTube algorithm has decided so, because all of his competition has been criminally abolished in violation of antitrust and anti-monopoly law. That's why Lex Fridman is big. It's because there's no one left to be bigger. There was a day, by the way, at which I was bigger on YouTube than Lex Fridman. There were years where I was bigger than Lex Fridman on YouTube. So you ask, how does that happen? That's how. Papa JF gets demonetized, Papa JF gets pushed to a second channel, Papa JF gets shadow banned, and eventually a Jewish host takes over. And Susan Wojcicki does what she have to do to make sure that he wins. Tillman says, JF, did you see Katy Perry's eye problem vax? Well, yeah, I mean, speculating about what causes these problems, it's like Katy Perry is dancing and all. And she makes a final pause to the camera, and it's like, and then her eyes starts closing, and she's like, and is it the vax? We've had facial paralysis of artists like we've never seen before. At a rate that we've never seen before since the vax. The vax has been known to be associated with Bell's palsy. The vax has been known to be associated with the kind of nerve irritations that would exactly cause this. So is it the vax? Very likely, potentially, but could it be something else? Yes. Now, even if you were to say, no, it's not the vax, it's this. Well, how do you know? How do you know the causal chain from, like, she's probably got vaccinated? So, how would you know it's not the vax? How would you even affirm this? We won't ever know because they don't want to know. The way we could know is to be more serious about having double blind studies over long term. We don't do this. We do double blind studies over 3 months, and then we do double blind studies on restricted sets of the population with lower age. We never do things correctly in the domain of vax research because no one wants to know. And at this point, I'm like, you guys do whatever you want, lie to people, kill them, do whatever the fuck you want. Just there's a land, this is the border. You don't enter. I live here. And please let me go buy some food from my farmer neighbors at times. Some random bloke sends a super chat. He says, hey, Jeff, when you get some time, please watch this. a convincing argument, Jewish intelligence isn't that high, and their success is their ethnocentrism. And
so I recently released a video.
So it's from the Leather Apron Club. I've seen those cases. I haven't seen this guy in particular, but I've seen this case be done before. This idea that the Jewish IQ studies would be based on a subsample of successful students, and by biasing this sample, they got this result. It's very possible. I would need to dig deeper. I've never digged to the point of having a strong opinion. But if you tell me that it was done on a subset of Jewish people, I mean, we all agree on something, which I even agree with what's his name, Bugs Day. That's one point that Bugs Day gets right. The Jews of Israel certainly don't have the same IQ as the claimed IQ of the Ashkenazi Jews. Now, it's hard to, I mean, simply because in Israel, there is simply a population there that is essentially a Middle Eastern population, and they have all behavioral and appearance characteristics of a Middle Eastern population. That leaves the question open about American Jews, and I don't have a strong opinion. Twitter employees beg reckless Musk not to fire them, demand dignity. So they wrote a letter. I have the letter here. Let's see, where is it? The full text of the open letter. Staff, Elon Musk, and board of directors. We, the undersigned Twitter workers, believe the public conversation is in jeopardy. Elon Musk's plan to lay off 75% of Twitter workers will hurt Twitter's ability to serve the public conversation. A threat of this magnitude is reckless, undermines our users' and customers' trust in our platform, and is a transparent act of worker intimidation. Whoa, whoa, whoa. It's not because you're not needed anymore at this company, which you've ruined. You ruined this company. No, it's like firing you will not undermine user and customer trust. We were on Twitter back in the days when it was fun to be on Twitter. You ruined it. You totally ruined it. It's not intimidation to fire you for ruining Twitter. Like, if I was at a grocery store and I ruin the milk because I forget to turn off the fridge every morning or whatever, I forget to put the milk inside the fridge, I would be fired because I ruined the milk. You ruined the Twitter milk. And so you will be fired, thanks to our boy Elon Musk. Twitter has significant effects on societies and communities across the globe. As we speak, Twitter is helping to uplift independent journalism in Ukraine. Oh, independent journalism in Ukraine. You gotta be kidding. You know what independent journalism in Ukraine is, which you're not uplifting at all? It's these guys who are going in the DPR side that the Russians have taken over to film the neo-Nazi basement. That's independent. That's a bunch of guys trying to figure out whether the Nazis of the Azovstal were torturing people. That is independent journalism. You're not uplifting this at all. You are uplifting the Kyiv Post, which is an outlet basically controlled by the CIA that takes only one side, the side of how can we make Twitter more pro-Ukraine, as well as powering social movements around the world. Oh yeah, but always social movements that are in line with the American, Judeo-American, as Mark Collett says, you know, Judeo-American military-industrial complex. It's always the side that these social movements take, isn't it funny? Protection. We demand Elon Musk explicitly commit to preserve our benefits, those both listed in the merger agreement and not, for instance, remote work. We demand leadership to establish and ensure fair severance policies for all workers before and after any change in ownership. Here, gentlemen, I will be respecting the right of these workers, their right to first refusal. Let me prepare here because it's an important right. I want to respect it. Give it a stern and strong consideration. I refuse. You should get fired. You shouldn't get remote work. Elon Musk doesn't like remote work. Remote work is basically illegal in Elon Musk businesses. And now Twitter is a private Elon Musk business starting Friday. So no remote work for you. Dignity. We demand transparent, prompt, and thoughtful communication around our working conditions. We demand to be treated with dignity and to not be treated as mere pawns in a game played by billionaires. You played that game. And that's why a billionaire had to drop $44 billion. I did like Mr. Evil. $44 million. $44 billion. You played that game. You banned Papa JF. You banned people like Papa JF. And we are coming back to Twitter, and we will kick your ass out of the employment that you are living in as a fucking parasite. We're coming back to Twitter, and we're going to tell you to learn to code, and you won't be able to ban us anymore. Fuck you. NY Judge strikes. The news is so great tonight. Of course, this is a news I've talked earlier, but there you go, covered on Zero Hedge. New York judge strikes down NYC vax mandate. Boom! Twitter, boom! Kanye West on his quest to be pushing ideas that are extremely important about the future of art in America, the future of cancel culture in America. Adidas has decided to terminate its partnership with Kanye West. I hope that this is a moment that first Kanye West was expecting, and I hope that he will rebound from this by becoming even bigger than Adidas. I hope that in 20 years from now, we all see Adidas as, I don't know exactly how to pronounce that name. Like, I have the logo in my head, the three bars. I don't know exactly how else you're supposed to pronounce Adidas, but I hope that in 20 years from now, Adidas is this totally outdated fashion attempt, and that they are smaller than Kanye, than Yeezy. I think that Kanye has a great future ahead. He should go for straight to consumer commerce. He should basically kill the mall industry. Because that's how Adidas and Nike have remained big. It's by controlling the outlet, by controlling the point of sale, by having exclusive deals with these point of sales. Just abolish this industry. In the era of the internet, make it an all internet thing and fuck the deals, because you won't get deals anymore because people won't want to associate with you. So just shut down the industry of physical selling. Fuck them. They have to pay these cute women all day long, just twisting their hair, just being cute. It's like, this is not efficient. This is certainly, I certainly have to pay $10 for this woman to be there and be cute. Go onto the internet and revolutionize clothing. And on top of it, Adidas is already saying, yeah, by the way, cutting this deal will deprive us of up to 250 million euros due to their unilateral dissolution of their contract with him. That's on top. That could add also, you could add to this, if Kanye plans to do a legal case against them, perhaps. I don't know what are the terms of the contract, but can they do this unilaterally? We'll see. But that could be more than 250 million. But I was saying on Gab, people will see this. People will see the irrationality of a company saying, all right, you have political opinions. We're going to throw $250 million out the window. This is money being thrown, and Adidas is falling on the stock market because of this. I don't have the graph here, but 5% at least that they dropped. They went back to their value of 2016 over a few weeks. So that is so beautiful. Some random bloke says, Kanye's lawyers are dropping him. He has gone full Mel Gibson. That's one thing that you have to be careful. When you go full Mel Gibson, I won't say don't ever go full Mel Gibson. There are certain times where you just want to direct the passion of the Christ and just do it. But it is true that there is a problem with lawyers in these situations. Be careful. When you start going after the system, your lawyers are their lawyers. They are handling you. So Kanye, let me tell you, if you have lawyers that you've been trusting up to now, check now if you can still trust them and get rid of them if you can. What I see a good future for someone like Kanye would be to get an army of black lawyers who he knows, you know, field black Christian lawyers who he can be sure will be totally on his side. Because I see so much people being handled away from their rights, not by the lawyers of the other side, by the lawyers on their side. Trump was a textbook example of this. And not necessarily with his lawyers, but with his surrounding staff in the White House, surrounding himself with the wrong people, like Jared Kushner. That is a textbook example of what happens when you go after the system. Dead Star sends a super chat. He says, my Republican congressman, Mike Turner, just got back from a meeting with Zelensky. Of course, he praised the Ukrainians' desire for continued bloodshed, as without the Air Force and the military-industrial complex, our region of Ohio might as well starve and cease to exist. You know, I tend to think that Republican states have everything they need in terms of competency to make a life for themselves, and that they don't need this artificial and deceptive world of the military-industrial complex to survive. By the way, you can get poor on paper and still live a great life. I know, because me and Mama JF, we moved to a place in Canada that is not, you know, on paper is particularly poor. It's like, I mean, not extreme, but on paper, you'd be like, how do they survive? Well, the answer is simple. They have pickup trucks and farms, and they produce stuff. And yeah, it might end up on paper to look like on your tax report that you're poor, but actually you live a very rich life. You live a very great life. And it's not, my point is, it's not because a state has low GDP that it means anything to me anymore, because I know the artificiality of it all. People are starting to notice, says Andrew Torba. Candace Owen was revealing something very important, because Kanye said he can't be invited by Candace Owen. I think that my camera could be a little lower here. I think I've been kind of cropped low a little bit. How is that? Kanye was revealing that Candace Owen cannot invite him on the Daily Wire. Of course, not surprising. The Daily Wire is the sole enterprise that tries to remarket the Judeo-American face of media to right-wing audience. It's basically, let's be the same thing as CNN and MSNBC, but let's drain audiences in terms of the geopolitical interest of it. Like, there's no distinction between the Daily Wire and MSNBC. We're talking about the parties of the middle. We're talking about a centrist direction for America. And So, but they market this to grab the audiences and gatekeep from the right, so that the audiences don't flow out to truly right-wing position. So that's exactly the kind of mediatic endeavor that I would expect not to want to engage honestly with Kanye West. Too many black celebrities in my inbox telling me that they believe what is happening to Ye is wrong, but they are scared to speak out. Because executives are telling them to stay out of it. Livelihoods are being threatened right now over association. This is wrong. Well, thanks to Candace Owens for having the courage of saying it. And I almost want to do a white and black alliance at this point. I love these people so much. I think that what she did with Kanye, I believe that she was involved in the White Lives Matter t-shirt, or maybe defended it, I don't remember. But eventually, and now defending the fact that Kanye is being punished unjustly, I would want to associate with these people. I would want, can we do kind of the meme with a white hand and a black hand and just colliding forces together? Because, yeah, you guys are addressing a problem that we've been after for years. And it seems that you are now awakened to it. Candace Owens doesn't like the state of extortion that exists in the artist industry. And I don't either. Let us have a true public discussion on a serious problem, on the current distribution of power within the American politics, media, and art. Kanye West lost $1.5 billion in a matter of weeks and is no longer a billionaire. You know, doesn't matter to me, and I don't think it matters to him. When you're talking about that level of wealth, everything is theoretical to begin with. You would have to sell much stocks and pay much taxes if you wanted to cash out that money. And you know, when a guy goes self-immolation, it's because he doesn't care about it. Kanye clearly doesn't care about this. I think he's going to be okay no matter what. No matter what, Kanye will always be capable of living the way he wants. Of course, he's being denied access to his children, but that, whether you're rich or not, that is the injustice of today. That's another aspect that I haven't covered yet. But Kanye, in this whole adventure, is bringing attention to the big problem of father's rights. Like, what can you ask more? He's there calling out the structures of power in America, and on top of it, he's saying, hey, on top of it, there's a big problem into how fathers cannot decide where their children go to school in our country. Absolutely based, absolutely solid. Musk tells bankers he plans to close Twitter deal on Friday. Absolutely beautiful. The Twitter employees are triggered. I hope that they are. Hillary Clinton doesn't mind talking about questioning our democratic institutions. Suddenly, you know, this got people banned a couple of months ago, but now...
Indivisibles. I'm here to highlight something that is keeping me up at night. And I know this group really understands what I'm about to say. I know we're all focused on the 2022 midterm elections, and they are incredibly important. But we also have to look ahead, because you know what? Our opponents certainly are. Right-wing extremists already have a plan to literally steal the next.
No. The right-wing extremists have a plan to steal the next election. You can't say this. Yeah, indivisible. Apparently, that's how she calls the listener of her podcast. Can you imagine being a paying member of whatever podcast that is, being called an indivisible, and still staying there and listening to what she has to say? What kind of people are subscribing to this crap? But now they are telling us that, oh yeah, we couldn't question our institution. You cannot challenge the institution of democracy. But what are you doing then when you're saying this? You're saying that in the future, the Trumpist will be stealing the election. We couldn't even say that about the past. In fact, we can't say it even now on YouTube. It's still censored. But she can say it about the future. There's something pretty based happening on this front. There are patriots who are staying at ballot drop boxes.
Look at this. To confront them.
Okay. Hey, don't touch them.
Why did you decide to go out there?
I'm standing up and pushing back against those people and standing up for everybody's right to vote.
You don't mind if I set up right here, do you?
So you see, they're just sitting pretty based. They are sitting at a certain distance from a ballot box, so they cannot be perceived as intimidating. They are at a good distance, you know, just to observe. And sometimes they film and they take records of who is accessing the ballot box, who is repeatedly dropping ballots. This is great because we're going to have a clearer answer about the breaches of due process that are happening in the use of these ballot boxes. And this time they won't be caught by surprise. We won't have to refer to, oh, do we have a camera here that could catch some of the people reaching the ballot box? In this place, they were, I don't know which state that is, but they are sending observers on every ballot box so that we know exactly what happens with those. This is exactly what I was recommending when I was preaching the reliability of the Canadian voting system. I said what's great about the Canadian voting system is everyone of every party has the right to have one person with eyes on the box from the moment it's zero votes in to the moment the votes are counted. So you have people who are volunteers for each party. They can stay there and look at the box. They will know when it's taped. They will know when it's packaged. They will know if it's transported, and then they will see it being opened. And you can have multiple people. You have a chain so that they can go for a break and someone else is there to watch. It is beautiful. And they're doing it now with the ballot boxes on the street. That's great. Tribble, a new social media. Libs of TikTok tried going there, posted men cannot get pregnant, and apparently Tribble already banned her. So I don't know what Tribble is, but it doesn't look like a place I want to be if they're banning Libs of TikTok for saying men cannot get pregnant. The left is in shambles. Brent Ruswick on Twitter was saying how quickly we lost the memory battle over 2020. For over a year now, when my students write about COVID, it's about how no one was allowed to leave their homes due to government mandates infringing on our individual liberties. That never happened, and they're so certain it did. Fiddle speculation. Maybe my college freshmen and sophomores are so certain there was a total lockdown in 2020 because they would have been high school students, particularly at the mercy of living in a world that had nowhere to go, nothing to do. People are realizing what has happened, and this guy is incorrect. It happened. It's just that you could theoretically go out of your house, but the government made it so that there was nowhere to go to. And that if there was some place to go to, you had some rules to follow that were forcing you to subscribe to a medical device that you may not enjoy. So, yes, they could technically get out of the house, but you ruined the world for them. And you made it so that there was no reason to get out of the house and that they wouldn't have wanted to wear masks to get out of the house. Sometimes you can deny a legal right by balancing it with another right. You can say, all right, you have the right to do this, but I will punish you in that form. And you punish people with masks, you punish people with vaccine passports, you punish people with ridiculous rules and hours and curfews. That's what you did. And so your students are correct. Listen to them. Philosophy Cat was saying, in early 2022, I mused on the rising trend of former COVID hysteria pushers, suddenly seeing where the political winds were blowing and trying to declare COVID is over. We all did our duty. A kind of denialism of the role they played in promoting the hysteria, as if they were talking about something they had no part in. Or worse, acting as though the hysteria was legitimate until they personally decided that it wasn't anymore. Absolutely beautifully said, Philosophy Cat. I should say, I predicted this also. I said, we're going to get denialism that this ever happened. People are going to just move on. And it's like, oh no, we didn't break the world. We didn't shut down businesses. We didn't invade on your individual liberties, and we didn't invade on your medical liberty. Velociraptor says, I have to clear my voice a lot, sorry. Velociraptor says, hi Jeff, what? Maybe I should drink. Because I think it's a problem of dryness of my throat as the winter is coming. Velociraptor says, hi Jeff, what do you think is Ye's IQ? Ye's IQ, based on his conversation with Lex Fridman, is 124. Here, I said it. I think that Ye's IQ is 124. I don't have prior knowledge of any kind. I have never seen. Perhaps it's public already. Perhaps he did a test and reported the results. I don't know of any of this. I believe that Kanye has 124 IQ, as would be measured by a matrix IQ test. Now, yes, it is linguistically tilted, spindly opinion. He definitely masters language probably better than logic. But Real Base Talk sends a super chat. Thank you very much. I will, however, delete your message. Purple Tuna says, yes, Jeff, fizzy, acidic, ice-cold soda is in fact the best remedy for a dry throat. Thank you, Purple Tuna. I'll do it again. Since you say it's so good. John Drake says 110 to 115 IQ. Here's the problem. A 110 to 115 IQ can sound right alone, but cannot destroy Lex Fridman to the extent Kanye destroyed him. The extent that Kanye destroyed him was reminding me of Bloodsport's time when we had these high IQ debates. A 110 IQ cannot do this. A 110 IQ will commit errors along the way, and Lex Fridman will fight back with them. What Kanye demonstrated on the Lex Fridman interview is that he has higher than 120 IQ. I'm sorry. Lex Fridman is perhaps a 140 IQ. You cannot beat a 140 IQ like Lex Fridman, like the way he was ended his ass to himself. You cannot beat this if you don't have higher than 120. Sorry. I'm absolutely certain of my call here. CDC's child vaccine move puts them candidates on the hot seat. Well, hopefully it does, because it's time we... And by the way, there was another good news. Alberta was apologizing for the invasions of civil rights that were done under the pandemic, because Alberta was taken over by a conservative force. And so the government that violated their right was, I don't know exactly, were they liberal or something else, but In any case, they were more pro oppression of rights. And now there's a new government with a woman that is very much anti-mandate, and she has come up with an official apology to the people during the pandemic. It's the first government in Canada that does this. I want to see this in every province. I want to see this at the federal level. I want all politicians who have been involved in the oppression of people's medical rights all out of office, and we won't have a healthy political life until that is done and until people are being apologized to. Velociraptor says, if you found out evidence that Diet Coke is bad for you, would you stop drinking it? If I found out serious evidence of massive harm. But I wouldn't abandon Diet Coke for any sort of evidence. Like, if I was to seriously consider that perhaps it's shortening my life, I would consider giving it up. But I won't take a study that has given like pure pills of aspartame to little mice and that has shown, oh yeah, maybe they have 2% more cancer. I don't give a shit about this. I will never care about this kind of evidence. Purple Tuna says, Jeff, you're not taking into account that blacks at the same IQ level to whites have a higher social language ability. Rushton noted this, though anecdotally. But if he says it, there must be something to it. So I put it at 110 IQ. Okay. We need to have a test to demonstrate whether you're right or I'm right. So please, Kanye West, make an IQ test. I am hereby declaring you a potentially very high IQ black man. DK Shadow says, Diet Pepsi causes you to become French? It does. It does. COVID-19 vaccine study links side effects with greater antibody response. No, you don't say. I mean, CNN is pulling this, like, because there's so much talk of side effects. I mean, there are videos that I watch every day with people falling, people starting to have eye problems, people paralyzed, people shaking, many of which potentially as a result of the vax. So you cannot not talk about the side effects anymore. But CNN is still in that narrative of, well, it's a sign that it works. If you die from the vax, it's a sign that it works. If you die, it's because the vax did something inside of you, right? And so there was an antibody response. That's what you want to get. Well, if you're dead, does it really matter that you have a good antibody response? But yeah, so this study confirms that the people who are suffering from side effects have higher antibody in their blood, which means the vaccine died. Brittany Griner, appeal in Russia denied. 9-year sentence upheld. Oh my God, Brittany Griner will be in Russia for 9 years. Listen. When you go into another country, you respect the laws of this country. You don't bring pot. You don't bring ash or whatever she brought and her pipes. It's so ridiculous. And on top of it, you're some kind of a sports athlete. Please be informed of the countries you travel to. There may be things that you've thought are legal all your life, but you arrive in that new country, a totally different world. And so she's being used as a political pawn by the justice system, but she actually committed the crime. So what do you want? J. John Dow says, JF, every time you boost trademark, do you really become unvaccinated for 2 weeks? The best way to be unvaccinated is to be vaccinated. take the booster. What is this question? Do you really become unvaccinated for 2 weeks? You have a... Okay, you mean, are you considered as unvaxxed by the statistics? Oh, yeah, that is an important question. Okay, now I get it. Because I was like, no, well, you've just been vaccinated. But it is true. It is true that the way the scientific studies on the vaccine side effects and the vaccine efficacy define the first few days, if not weeks, after the vaccine as not vaccinated. So you may be excluded from the data set, or in some studies, I don't know, we would have to check each study individually. Some studies might put you in the unvaccinated category. And that's because, oh, we want the maximum effect for the vaccine group. So we're not going to consider you vaccinated on the first day because we have to wait for the effect. All of this is a strategy to maximize the possibility that the study reports a positive effect. And, you know, considering that a lot of the side effects and the death that happens after the vaccine is days after, these studies are unable to come to the conclusion that the vaccine is dangerous because you just excluded the very side effects and the very window of time where side effects are most likely to occur. Pitozoraptor says, I think Diet Coke is bad for your teeth. It's processed, so your kidneys work extra hard to filter it. And I think it's linked to your perpetual dry cough. I wouldn't be telling you this if I didn't love you. Well, thanks for your concern. I don't give a shit. You can stop talking to me about it because it won't ever matter to me. The idea that a full can of 355 milliliters of basically 99.9% water and just a little bit of salt so that you don't die from having too much water in your stomach, the idea that this could be hurtful is something that you're going to have to prove with better evidence than just saying, it's processed. It's processed. Oh, it's processed. Sorry, I hadn't realized. All this time you're telling me that I was drinking something that is processed? Kovi Clown says on Entropy, Jeff, I am a trickster clown bouncing signals, confusing the algorithm. Brittany will be freed by Trump and yay. May the autism be with us. Wow. What a message. What a message. The algorithm. Wow. That had rhythm to it. Your super chat had rhythm to it. New comic, Mr. President, Ukraine needs billions of dollars in more aid. Who is going to pay for this? And a judge says, I've got bad news for you, Alex Jones. At this point, Alex Jones is a significant contributor to inflation because there he is just creating money out of just hurting people, you know. The GDP of America has been increased by one unit of France GDP last week when a bunch of people decided that Alex Jones should pay them $2.35 trillion. And so Alex Jones at this point could be the sole founder of the American government and the whole war in Ukraine. Philman says, Jeff, listen to the show on replay when you started talking about the black basketball player. Listen to the audio. Hello? The audio sounds okay to me, but okay, I'll watch. At this point, was there something that happened when I talk. Okay, I will watch. Thank you. And Roger James says, 30 years ago, my wife told me to quit drinking Diet Coke because it would kill me. When I die in a few years, she will say I told him that Diet Coke would kill him. Yeah, I mean, no matter what you do, there's just people who are convinced that Diet Coke is dangerous and they just won't give up. It's like, will you at least shut the fuck up if I live up to 80 years old? Because all of my ancestors, they died early from all sorts of things and none of them was drinking Diet Pepsi. If I live up to 80 years old, I almost want to force myself to live to 80 years old just to make a case, just so that you guys shut up, so that there can be future generations who can drink Diet Pepsi, Diet Coke, unmolested by you crazy. That is it for tonight, boys. Much love. I will see you all tomorrow. There's the Mark Collette Show at 7 p.m. UK time. Now I have to Google it. UK time. When is that? Current time in London, 1:12 a.m. So then, if you told me 7 p.m., that would be in 12 hours plus 5:48 minutes. So that's 17 hours, 48 minutes from now. That brings us to... I will be on Mark Collette tomorrow. I'll be updating my social media when I do it. Much love. And I'll be also on the regular show. Much love and sleep well. Bye-bye.